Fat Man mini story. Let's get started. Here we go. Fat Man. There was a fat man. Was there a thin man? Or was there a fat man? Well, there was a fat man. Was there a fat woman? No, there wasn't a fat woman. There was a fat man. What was there? A fat man. There was a fat man. Who was the fat man? Oh, his name was Jim. Jim was a fat man. What was the fat man's name? Jim. The fat man's name was Jim. How fat was Jim? He was very fat. So, how fat was he? Very. He was very fat. Who was very fat? Jim. Jim was very fat. How much did he weigh? How much did he weigh? 500 pounds. He weighed 500 pounds. Was he thin? No, he wasn't thin. He was very fat. Jim weighed 500 pounds. How many kilos did he weigh? 227. He weighed 227 kilos. How many pounds did he weigh? He weighed 500 pounds. Who weighed 227 kilos? Jim. Jim weighed 227 kilos. Was he very, very fat? Or was he a little fat? He was very fat. Very, very fat. How much did he weigh? Exactly. He weighed 500 pounds. Or 227 kilos. Jim was a very fat man. When he walked, he always got tired. When did he get tired? When he walked. When he walked, he got tired. Did Jim get tired when he ate food? No, no, no. He didn't get tired when he ate food. He got tired when he walked. Who got tired when he walked? Jim. Jim got tired when he walked. When did Jim get tired? When he walked. Jim got tired when he walked. Did he sometimes get tired when he walked? No, not sometimes. He always got tired when he walked. Did he never get tired when he walked? Or did he always get tired when he walked? always. He always got tired when he walked. Did he get tired when he walked? Or did he get tired when he ate? He got tired when he walked. How much did he weigh? He weighed 500 pounds. How many kilos did he weigh? 227. He weighed 227 kilos. Did Jim want to lose weight? Yes, he did. Jim wanted to lose weight. Did Jim need to lose weight? Yes, he needed to lose weight. Why? Why did he need to lose weight? Oh, because his doctor told him, you must lose weight or you will die. So he had to lose weight. He needed to lose weight. Did he want to lose weight? Yes, yes, Jim wanted to lose weight. Did he need to lose weight? Yes, he did. He needed to lose weight. Did he have to lose weight? Was it necessary? Yes, he had to lose weight. Who told Jim he had to lose weight? Oh, his doctor. His doctor told him, you must lose weight. You have to lose weight. Have to and must are the same. Same meaning. You must lose weight. You have to lose weight. Same. Who said, you must lose weight? Jim's doctor. Jim's doctor said, Jim, you must lose weight. Did Jim's doctor tell him to eat more? No, no. Jim's doctor did not tell him to eat more. Jim's doctor told him he must lose weight or he will die. In fact, his doctor told him, you must lose weight. In fact, did his doctor say, you must drink more? No, no, no. In fact, his doctor said, you must lose weight or you will die. Who will die if he doesn't lose weight? Who? That's right, Jim. Jim will die if he doesn't lose weight. Because his doctor told him, you must lose weight or die. How did Jim feel? Was he happy? No, 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 he wasn't happy. Was he sad? No, no, he wasn't sad. Jim was scared. Jim was afraid or scared. Jim was very scared. Why was Jim scared? Because he didn't want to die. Did Jim want to die? No, no. Jim didn't want to die. Did his doctor want to die? No, no. His doctor didn't want to die, and Jim didn't want to die. Was Jim scared? Yes, he was scared. He was afraid. Who was scared? Jim. Jim was scared. What kind of man was Jim? Well, Jim was a very fat man. And how much did he weigh? He weighed 500 pounds or 227 kilos. Did Jim want to die? No, he didn't want to die. So he started a diet. Did he finish a diet or did he start a diet? He started a diet. Jim started a diet. Why? Why did Jim start a diet? Well, obviously, Jim wanted to lose weight. He started a diet because he wanted to lose weight. Who started a diet? Jim. Jim started a diet. What did he eat during his diet? During his diet, what did he eat? Grass. Jim ate only grass. How long did Jim eat grass? For 1 month. For 1 month, Jim ate only grass. For 1 month, did Jim eat potatoes? No, not potatoes. For 1 month, did Jim eat pizza? No, no, he didn't. For 1 month, did Jim eat salad? No, no, no. For 1 month, he only ate grass. What did he eat? Grass. He only ate grass. Who only ate grass? Jim. Jim only ate grass. How long did he only eat grass? For 1 month. He only ate grass for 1 month. Did he eat grass for 2 months or for 1 month? He ate grass for 1 month. How did the grass taste? How did the grass taste? It tasted terrible. Terrible. The grass tasted terrible. Of course. Of course. The grass tasted terrible. Did the grass taste good? No, the grass didn't taste good. Was the grass delicious? Or did the grass taste terrible? It tasted terrible. The grass tasted terrible. It wasn't delicious. It didn't taste good. The grass tasted terrible. Yeah, of course, grass tastes terrible. But the man really wanted to lose weight. Who was the man? Jim. Jim was the man. Was he a thin man? Nope. Nope. He wasn't a thin man. He was a fat man. Did he really want to lose weight? Yes, he really wanted to lose weight. What did Jim really want to do? Lose weight. Jim really wanted to lose weight. Did Jim really want to eat grass? No, no, no. Of course not. He didn't really want to eat grass. He really wanted to lose weight. Did the grass taste good? No, it didn't. The grass tasted terrible. But he really wanted to lose weight. So, for 1 month, he only ate grass. Unfortunately, after 1 month, he was still very fat. Oh no. He didn't lose any weight. Not 1 pound. Poor Jim. Oh no. Did Jim lose any weight? No, he didn't. He didn't lose any weight. Did he lose 2 pounds? No. Did he lose 5 pounds? No. Did he lose 1 pound? No. He didn't lose any weight. How many pounds did he lose? Zero. Zero. He didn't lose any weight. After 1 month, was Jim still fat? Yes, he was. After 1 month, he was still fat. Did Jim continue to be fat? Yes, exactly. Jim continued to be fat. Jim was still fat. Was he still very fat? Yes, he was. He was still very fat. Why was he still very fat? Well, because he didn't lose any weight. Jim didn't lose any weight, not 1 pound. So, how did Jim feel? Oh, Jim was frustrated. Jim was frustrated. Was Jim sad? No, no. He wasn't sad. Was he a little angry? Yes, he was frustrated. Jim was frustrated. Why? Why was Jim frustrated? Because he didn't lose any weight. Jim was frustrated because he didn't lose any weight. Who was frustrated? Well, Jim. Jim was frustrated. Was he frustrated because he was tired? No, no, not because he was tired. Jim was frustrated because he didn't lose any weight. Was Jim fat still? Yes, Jim was still fat. So, he was frustrated. What did Jim decide to do next? Next, he decided to exercise. Did he decide to diet? No, he didn't. No. Next, he decided to exercise. How did he exercise? He walked 12 miles every day. How many kilometers did he walk? 20. He walked 20 kilometers. How many miles did he walk? 12. He walked 12 miles or 20 kilometers. When did he walk 12 miles? Well, every day. Every day he walked 12 miles. Did he walk 12 miles only one day? No. Not only one day. Every day. Every day Jim walked 12 miles. Did Jim exercise? Yes, he did. Jim exercised every day. Why did Jim exercise every day? Well, of course, because he wanted to lose weight. He exercised every day because he wanted to lose weight. And how did he exercise? He walked. Every day he walked 12 miles. How far did he walk? Well, he walked 12 miles. Jim walked 12 miles every day. How long did he walk? How long did he walk? How long did Jim walk? 6 hours. He walked for 6 hours. Here, how long means time. Time. How long did he walk? 6 hours. How far did he walk? 12 miles. So, how long did he walk? 6 hours. And how far did he walk? 12 miles. He walked 12 miles. When did he walk 12 miles? Every day. Every day, Jim walked 12 miles. And how long did he walk? For 6 hours. He walked for 6 hours. After he walked, was he tired? Yes, very tired. After he walked every day, Jim was very tired. Was Jim tired every day? Yes, Jim was very tired every day. How long did Jim walk every day? For 6 hours. Jim walked for 6 hours every day. How far did he walk every day? 12 miles. He walked 12 miles every day. So, he was very tired. In fact, he was exhausted. Was he super tired? Yes, he was exhausted. Super tired. Jim was exhausted. Why was Jim exhausted? Well, because he walked 12 miles every day. Who walked for 6 hours every day? Jim. Jim walked for 6 hours every day. And how far did he walk? That's right, 12 miles. He walked 12 miles every day. How did he feel after he walked? He felt exhausted. Jim felt exhausted after he walked. Jim was exhausted after he walked. But after 1 month, Jim was still very fat. Oh no! Poor Jim. After 1 month, he was still very fat. Now, he was extremely frustrated. Was he very, very, very frustrated? Yes, he was extremely frustrated. How did Jim feel? Extremely frustrated. Was Jim extremely sad? No, he wasn't extremely sad. Was he extremely happy? No, he wasn't extremely happy. Jim was extremely frustrated. Who was extremely frustrated? Jim. Jim was extremely frustrated. Why was Jim extremely frustrated? Because he walked 12 miles every day for 1 month, but he was still very fat. Oh no. Jim was extremely frustrated. He decided to give up. What did Jim decide? Oh, to give up. Jim decided to give up. Did Jim decide to quit? Or did Jim decide to continue? Jim decided to quit. He decided to give up. Oh, poor Jim. Who decided to give up? Jim. Jim decided to give up. Why? Why did Jim decide to give up? Well, he decided to give up because he was extremely frustrated. Was Jim extremely frustrated? Yes, he was. He was extremely frustrated. So, he decided to give up. Did he give up trying to lose weight? Yes, exactly. He gave up trying to lose weight. He went to a restaurant. He wanted to eat everything because he was so frustrated. What did Jim want to eat? Everything. Did he want to eat a little? No. Jim wanted to eat everything in the restaurant. Did Jim want to eat a lot or a little? A lot. Jim wanted to eat a lot. In fact, Jim wanted to eat everything. Where did he want to eat everything? Oh, at the restaurant. Jim wanted to eat everything at the restaurant. Which restaurant did Jim go to? Oh, Jim went to McDonald's. Yeah, Jim went to McDonald's. He wanted to eat everything in McDonald's? Did he want to eat all the hamburgers in McDonald's? Yes, he did. He wanted to eat all the hamburgers in McDonald's. Did he want to eat all the French fries in McDonald's? Yes, he did. He wanted to eat all the French fries in McDonald's. And he wanted to eat all the hamburgers in McDonald's. Jim wanted to eat everything in McDonald's. Why? Because he was so frustrated. Yeah, Jim was very frustrated. So frustrated. But at McDonald's, he met a beautiful woman. Oh, she liked him. He liked her. Oh, who did Jim meet? Jim met a beautiful woman. Where did Jim meet a beautiful woman? At McDonald's. Jim met a beautiful woman at McDonald's. Who did Jim meet at McDonald's? He met a beautiful woman at McDonald's. Did Jim meet a handsome man at McDonald's or a beautiful woman at McDonald's? Well, a beautiful woman. Jim met a beautiful woman at McDonald's. Did the woman like Jim? Yes, she liked him. Oh, good. Yes, the beautiful woman liked Jim. Did Jim like her? Yes, Jim liked her and she liked him. Who liked Jim? The beautiful woman liked Jim. Who did Jim like? Jim liked the beautiful woman. What was her name? The beautiful woman's name was Susan. Susan was the beautiful woman's name. Where was Susan? At McDonald's. Where was Jim? At McDonald's. Jim was at McDonald's and Susan was at McDonald's. Was Susan ugly or was Susan beautiful? Susan was beautiful. Susan was a beautiful woman and she liked Jim. Jim liked Susan. They began to date. Who began to date? Well, Jim and Susan. Jim and Susan began to date. What did Jim and Susan begin to do? To date. Jim and Susan began to date. Who began to date? Jim and Susan. Jim and Susan began to date. Did Jim and Susan begin to eat? No. No, no, no. Did Jim and Susan begin to drink? No. What did Jim and Susan begin to do? Date. Jim and Susan began to date. They began to date. Why did they begin to date? Oh, well, they began to date because they liked each other. They liked each other. Jim liked Susan, and Susan liked Jim. They liked each other. Every day, Susan cooked healthy food for Jim. Oh, nice. Every day, Susan cooked healthy food for Jim. What kind of food did she cook? She cooked healthy food. Healthy. Who cooked healthy food? Susan. Susan cooked healthy food. Did Jim cook healthy food? No. Unfortunately. No, Jim didn't cook healthy food. So, who cooked healthy food? Susan. Susan cooked healthy food. Who did Susan cook for? Who did Susan cook for? For Jim. She cooked for Jim. Susan cooked for Jim. What did she cook for Jim? Ah, healthy food. She cooked healthy food for Jim. Did she cook healthy food for her mother? No, not for her mother. She cooked healthy food for Jim. When did she cook healthy food for Jim? Well, every day. Every day, all the time. Every day, Susan cooked healthy food for Jim. Did Susan make a difference in Jim's life? Did she change his life? Oh, yes. Susan made a difference in his life. Did Susan change Jim's life? Yes. Susan changed Jim's life. Susan made a difference in Jim's life. Who made a difference? Susan. Susan made a difference. Did she make a difference in her own life? Or did she make a difference in Jim's life? She made a difference in Jim's life. Who made a difference in Jim's life? Susan. Susan made a difference in Jim's life. Did she make a difference in Chris's life? No, she didn't make a difference in Chris's life. She made a difference in Jim's life. How did she make a difference in Jim's life? Oh, by cooking healthy food. She made a difference in Jim's life by cooking healthy food. So, what did she do to make a difference? She cooked healthy food. She cooked healthy food and made a difference in Jim's life. Jim lost weight. Yay! Jim lost weight. Did he lose a little weight? No. Jim lost a lot of weight. Why? Why did Jim lose a lot of weight? Because Susan cooked healthy food for him every day. Susan cooked healthy food for Jim every day, so he lost weight. After 6 months, how much did he weigh? Only 170 pounds. After 6 months, Jim weighed only 170 pounds. How many kilos did he weigh after 6 months? 77. After 6 months, he weighed 77 kilos or 170 pounds. Who weighed 170 pounds? Jim. Jim weighed 170 pounds. When did Jim weigh 170 pounds? Well, after 6 months. After 6 months, Jim weighed 170 pounds. Was he fat? No, he wasn't. He wasn't fat. Jim was thin. Why was Jim thin? Because he had a wonderful girlfriend. Jim was thin because he had a wonderful girlfriend. Who was his girlfriend? Well, his girlfriend was Susan. His girlfriend was Susan. Was Susan fantastic? Yes, Susan was fantastic. Susan was wonderful and fantastic. Who was wonderful? Susan. Who was thin? Jim. Jim was thin, and Susan was wonderful. After 6 months, how much did Jim weigh? Jim weighed 170 pounds after 6 months. Who weighed 170 pounds after 6 months? Jim. Jim weighed 170 pounds after 6 months. Did he weigh 77 kilos after 4 months? No, not after 4 months. After 6 months, he weighed 77 kilos. Did Jim lose weight? Yes, he did. Jim lost weight. Jim lost a lot of weight. How much does Jim weigh now? Well, now Jim weighs 170 pounds. Is Jim thin now? Yes, he is. Now Jim is thin. How did Jim feel? After 6 months, how did he feel? Thrilled! Jim felt thrilled. Was Jim thrilled? Yes, Jim was thrilled. Was Jim excited and happy? Yes, he was excited and happy. Jim was thrilled. Was Chris thrilled or was Jim thrilled? Jim was thrilled. So, Jim was sad? No. Jim wasn't sad. Jim was thrilled. Was Susan thrilled? Yes, of course. Susan was also thrilled. Jim and Susan were thrilled. That is the end of the mini story for Fat Man.